Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Tolos, it's only a couple of times a week that the media gets direct access to Dabo Swinney. It's usually right after football games on Saturdays. And then on Tuesdays with Dabo's press conference, Shane Beamer has his press conference on Wednesdays. And now we want to be able to bring that audio directly to you the day after their, the day of their press conference, so that you can hear directly from the horse's mouth what it is Shane Beamer and Dabo Swinney each have to say about their teams. A little wrap up on the week before and leading into the next game. So, starting today, and now every Tuesday, we'll have audio from Dabo's press room. We'll do the same thing at 6 o'clock on Wednesdays. Dabo certainly had a lot to say in his press conference today.
Shocker. Yeah? Shocker. Dabo spoke a lot. You're kidding me. It usually runs close to an hour. I think today's was actually 48, 50 minutes or so. I was tuned in online for the entirety of it. And, you know, I actually thought today's presser was really insightful from Dabo. Every now and then, though, when he has this extended amount of time, Diesel, you get little segments where Dabo runs down a rabbit trail and maybe goes X's and O's, maybe goes rant. Today it was X's and O's. And a few times during today's media session, he went X's and O's, and he just went down this deep, dark hole for 2 to 3 minutes. But a lot was said, and I'll tell you this. If you're a Clemson fan out there and you want to see quote by quote, go to thefanupstate.com. On the front page, you'll see an article with almost every quote from Dabo Swinney today. Diesel, we're going to get into that because there's some really interesting quotes that kind of make you say, whoa, he said that? Really?
Okay.
About Kate Klubnik? He said that about this team? We'll get into it, but here's the opening statement from Dabo today talking about Georgia Tech.
My first road game this week. Got a huge challenge in Georgia Tech. This is a big game for both teams. Obviously, we're getting into conference play and our first road test. So, excited about the opportunity. Brent's done an amazing job down there. This is a tough, physical, well-coached football team. And they're battle-tested, especially on offense with that quarterback. I mean, this guy's a warrior. I have a ton of respect for him as a player. They got really good skill around him. They're tough and physical up front. They all really understand their scheme, and they take a lot of pride in the execution of it. So, put a lot of strain on you defensively. I mean, there's multiple options on every snap, but they're going to put it in their best player's hands. So they got between their quarterback and zero and one. Those guys really strain you. They're going to touch the ball early, often, in a lot of different ways, whether it's from the backfield, jet sweeps, And then they've done a nice job with some guys on the perimeter that they brought in there that have the ability to make some big plays too. So some of those guys didn't play a lot last week with the nature of their game. They blocked a couple of kicks, so they do a good job, you know, creating some opportunity there. We'll have to do a really great job with our protection. And then defensively, you know, they're not giving up a ton of big plays. I mean, they do a nice job of, you know, just executing their defense, being where they're supposed to be. They're active up front. They're thick and stout up front. You know, so, again, game kind of got away last week, but a good opener versus Colorado to kind of get a feel for their personnel over there. So a big challenge for us. Again, you know, this is also a rivalry game. You know, Clemson-Georgia Tech's one of the older ones. They've been going on for a long time. Always fun to you know, be a part of this this game. Been a lot of great ones over the years, and we're thankful for this opportunity. But look forward to going down there and having a great competition.
So that was the opening statement from Dabo Swinney, talking about Georgia Tech, and then obviously he goes into questions. Before we go into specific quotes, Diesel, your reaction, love, hate, any issue, any thoughts on Dabo's opening statement there?
I mean, can we just skip past the they're tough, they're physical, they're well coached? I mean, why
That's
do
the
they even
same jargon
yes,
every week almost,
every coach
right?
says that about every single team they play. You could be playing Gardner Webb after they just got blown out by Georgia Tech. Oh, they're tough, they're physical, they're well coached, they're disciplined, they do the right things. Hey, come on, let's just skip that part of it. I mean, anybody with any kind of a media training would look at that and say, pick it up, Dabo. Let's skip that part. You don't need to say those things anymore.
He does. Every coach does. I'm with you. It's kind of the boring part, right?
He's absolutely right there about Haynes King. He's been around forever. The guy is older than Tom Brady. Most people don't realize that. He's been at Texas A&M, and he's been in that Georgia Tech program for years. He's a really good football player that can pick you apart.
He is. He's really good. And, man, I'm telling you, these quotes that are on the fanupstate.com on the front page, Tolos, if you're a Clemson fan, check them out. They're interesting. Let's go through them, Diesel, and react here. So we'll get to Georgia Tech. We'll get to Brent Key. Dabo spoke highly of him. But let's talk about this first quote that I want to bring to the air. Dabo Swinney was asked about the fans after the delay on Saturday. Dabo Swinney responded with, "It was sparse, but those fans that were there were awesome. They really made a difference down the stretch." Diesel, did you by chance see how sparse it was after the delay?
Yeah, it was real sparse.
It was real sparse.
You know, for a stadium that most stadiums don't allow this, but for a venue that allows you to leave and then come back, they could have come back.
And they didn't.
They did not.
Now, you know what Dabo said about that today? He asked the question. He said, "By the way, were they selling alcohol out there? Is that why, you know, joking that maybe they were boozed up in the parking lot and didn't, maybe it was the bad play? Maybe that had a – but Dabo Swinney, he used the word sparse there. Dabo Swinney, Diesel also said, and I quote, "We better be on point this Saturday. This will be a battle." And, again, we talked about the typical – jargon that Dabo usually throws out, but this time, like, even though he might say this every week, I'm with him on this one. If Clemson's not on point, if they're not crisp, if they don't come out faster, I think they could be in trouble. Georgia Tech's a type of team, Diesel, that wants to control the pace of play.
Yeah.
And I think if Clemson, like, just like you saw Saturday, they've got enough athletes to where I believe they'll still be in the game late. But if they don't come out sharp, to Dabo's point here, it's going to be a four-quarter battle, and I don't know that you want Haynes King, who is 74, to your point, with the ball at the end of the game, right?
Yeah, I mean, Georgia Tech controlled the time of possession against Colorado.
Shocker.
32.5 minutes to 27.5 minutes. I'm trying to find the numbers here for the Gardner-Webb game.
Oh, boy.
Takes a couple seconds to, and that's not really a great test, right?
Yeah.
But they also controlled the time of possession in that game, 37 minutes to 20, excuse me, take that back. They were scoring so fast that they didn't get a chance to control the time of possession.
That's what I was going
to
guess.
But it ultimately didn't matter. With a time of possession, a play clock type of team like that, it's hard. If Clemson gets down by, 14 points, 17 points, you start to get in that territory where you don't have enough time to score quickly and to get yourself back into a ball game. If you get late in the third quarter and your possessions get limited and you can't get the ball back from Georgia Tech, because we've seen Clemson struggle to stop, third downs, this could be a tough game for them.
A few more for you. Davo Sweeney says today, and I quote, "Our execution is not where it needs to be. It's just not." So poor execution through the first two games from Davo Sweeney. He also says, "If we continue to play like this, we don't win many games. We've got to get into a rhythm on offense. We've got to get better as coaches." Diesel, I think this quote's telling. I really do. I think you take a lot from this quote. You overreact to this quote. If we continue to play like this, we don't win many games. Meaning, Davo's admitting that what he's seen through two games hasn't been good, right?
Yeah.
Hadn't been great. And then he goes on to say, we've got to get into a rhythm on offense. The very next line is, we've got to be better as coaches. That tells me this offense isn't being coached up to full potential, right? I mean, Garrett Riley, like, it's time to step up.
I mean, look at Garrett's last year at TCU. That offense was incredible. So are you trying to tell me that TCU just flat out had better athletes than Clemson had? Or is Garrett Riley just not getting through to the athletes he's got here at Clemson?
Was Garrett Riley calling the plays in TCU?
Ooh. What if he wasn't? Oh, my God. That might be the best con job ever.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Right.
I mean, what was it? Max Duggan, who was his quarterback last year at TCU? Yeah. They were amazing. Where has that offense been? You have to. I know it's a Big 12 offense, and they've got Power 5 at the time, Power 5 level players. But, I mean, Clemson's loaded with 4 and 5 stars all over the place. You have more talent than TCU did. Why can they not put it together and look that way?
Diesel, here's another interesting one you'll like. And I think if you're a Clemson fan, you want to pay attention to this one as well. So during the press conference today, there were a lot of mentions about preseason camp, right? Going back to camp. The question was, is this the most surprised you've been that over the years that camp performance hasn't translated to games? Dabo's answer was, no, dealt with it before. I feel like I'm living in 2016 all over again, honestly. In fact, I went back and looked at my notes after the Troy game, and it was like I could have walked into the team meeting with the same comments, different reasons, but same comments. I love the question there because, Diesel, everything Dabo has told us points to the fact that this Clemson team you're seeing today is a different team than he and the coaches saw in the preseason camp. That's bad. That's glaring. Something you're not translating that to the field of why. Two games, small sample size. Yeah. But at some point, you got to start translating over.
Yeah, I mean, have they just it really is baffling how you can heap so much praise on a team in camp. You think it's Dabo kind of getting high on his own supply, so to speak?
Maybe.
Feeling really good about his team, saying these guys are amazing. They're all so good. There's five stars everywhere. We're elite. We're going to be so good this year. I mean, what was the conversation ahead of the LSU game? It's not about facing LSU. It's about playing Clemson. Mm-hmm. It's about ourselves. Well, man, you got to start looking outside and being like, I don't know if we have the horses or the discipline or the mindset to beat elite teams like that.
Well, obviously, there's a lapse somewhere on the evaluation, right? Of maybe the preseason conversation was too high of what you saw in camp. Maybe this is what you play or what you get when you play real teams that aren't you, right? Here's an interesting one, Diesel. The question that Abbo today was, has Cade been as much of a factor with his legs as you envisioned? Answer from Dabo? No, he hasn't. He's been too much of a factor with his legs, meaning he scrambles when he doesn't need to scramble. That's what he did early in his career, says Dabo. He runs out of the pocket for no reason, and he didn't do that at all in camp. So another reference to Camp Diesel. Asked about if Cade has surprised Dabo as being the legs being a factor in the games, right? Dabo says, I think they've been too much of a factor, meaning he hadn't done the right things at the right time.
Sounds like he's saying Cade's playing scared.
That's just, like, it's a huge problem. I mean, maybe it's playing scared. Maybe it's, again, I'll read the quote. No, he hasn't. He's been too much of a factor with his legs. He scrambles when he doesn't need to scramble. That's what he did early in his career. He runs out of the pocket for no reason, and he didn't do that at all in camp. So, Diesel, maybe he's playing scared. Maybe he's trying to do too much. Maybe he just doesn't trust what he sees. Maybe he can't read defenses like we thought he could. Maybe the level of competition is something that Cade's just not good at adjusting with. Maybe there's 100 reasons out there, but something has to be true, right? Why would a quarterback, think about that, why would a quarterback scramble out of the pocket early? You said scared. Doesn't trust the offensive line. So, doesn't trust the offensive line, doesn't like what he sees, doesn't see separation from receivers, right? Early separation. Man, I just, there's some of these quotes in here that are glaring for me maybe alarming is the better word instead of glaring.
Yeah, and I don't see it as an overconfidence issue. I see it as a fear issue. You know, it's not like, well, let me rephrase this. Cade is really good with his legs when he needs to be, right? We've seen him break off big runs. He's quick. He's elusive enough to be really good with his legs. It's not as if he's trusting his legs and putting it on his legs so much more because he doesn't trust his wide receivers to get open. He's afraid.
It's again, it's alarming. Also, Dabo Swinney said, and I quote, it's not about as much as adjustments as it is about executing what we have coached them to do. Getting 11 guys to do their job is really what this comes down to. The biggest thing Saturday was calming everyone down. It was a weird deal. It felt like we were down 35-0. So again, he went back to execution. He brought that up several times today, Diesel. He brought it up with Cade. He even brought it up today with Sammy Brown, talking about a play in that Troy game where Sammy just wasn't doing his job. And going back to that quote, a big problem, the execution. Dabo Swinney was asked about his team's identity thus far. Swinney said, right now, it's not very good. It's early, though, but we will see. We have a long way to go. We talked about the eye discipline. We talked about that with Andy Demetra. We talked about the rivalry game aspect. You just heard that. Let's see here. Dabo also says this is a big game for both teams. Excited about the opportunity. Brent has done an amazing job down there, and this is a tough physical football team. That quarterback is a warrior, and I have a ton of respect for him as a player. Let's see. He also credits Georgia Tech's defense and says defensively they aren't giving up a ton of big plays. They do a nice job of executing their defense and being where they are supposed to be. They are active up front, thick and stout up front. So those quotes, just a few of the many that you can find on thefanupstate.com from Dabo Swinney. Overall, though, Diesel, I wouldn't say that I hear Dabo Swinney worried about the outcome of Saturday. I just think I hear Dabo, when I hear him speak in this presser today, I think I hear the worry and frustration on his part as to why his players aren't doing what they were supposed to do and why his players aren't doing what they did just a few weeks ago in camp.
Dewey on the stream says, even Dabo is sick of Cade Klubnik. Do you mean that as a this week, these 2 weeks, or ready to move on as far as ready for the Cade Klubnik era to come to an end and ready for maybe the Christopher Vezina era?
Oh, boy.
To get started. Maybe Dabo sees that Cade Klubnik has a certain ceiling and he just is the player that he is, which is still a pretty good player. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe Dabo knows, hey, he's not Trevor. He's not Deshaun.
Well, he better
he's
know
He's not
that.
Taj.
He better know
right?
that.
And you and I both know, Cole, though, if Dabo wanted to, if he felt more comfortable with Christopher Vezina, he'd Kelly Bryant, Cade Klubnik, to get him out of there and start somebody else.
I just don't think it's come to that yet. I do believe ultimately he sees a lot of promise in Cade. But again, going back to the frustrating aspect of it, I think he sees Cade at his heights and says, oh my gosh, that kid's great. And then he sees Cade in the games and he's like, well, isn't the same Cade?
Maybe Cade's a practice warrior.
I don't know.
You know, amazing in practice, fantastic in the gym, mediocre we'll on see. The field.
Tolos, we had a fantastic conversation talking Gamecocks earlier today with Jack Veltri. That conversation coming your way next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.